class, isn't it?
Torreway, North West London, Dalad Elul, the 4th of September, Harav Yosef Lewis, Ori Miklot. This week's shiurim have been dedicated Lili Nishmas Harav Sholem Tzvi Ben Reb Shlomo Eliezer, our friend and participant Reb Tzvi Scheinfeld Zichron Levrocha. It was your site yesterday.
In this week's parsha, Perek Yutes, we had the parsha of separating the Ori Miklot. If someone would kill B'shoigeg, the halacha is that the Goel Adam, the relative, becomes the Goel Adam, and he can go and take revenge and kill the Roitzeach B'shoigeg. And the Torah gave the Roitzeach B'shoigeg a protection. He can run to one of the Ori Miklot and protect himself, and the Goel Adam has no right to kill him as long as he's in the Ori Miklot. The Torah says we should separate six Ori Miklot, three in Eva Yardain and three in Eretz Yisrael. Besides that, there were more cities, the cities of the Levim, but the Gemara discusses the difference between the cities, the six main ones, and the 42 of the Ori Levim. But the Torah says, the Maaseh this week, Sheish Ori Miklot Yena, there should be six Ori Miklot. The Mishnah in Makkos Daf Tes Amud Beis says, and Rashi in Parshas Maaseh brings it as well, Ad Sheloi Nivcharu Gimel Shebeetz Yisrael, until we did not choose and separate the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, which was after the 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk, 14 years of taking over and dividing Eretz Yisrael, the three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu separated in this week's Sedra already in Eva HaYarden, they were not koilet, that did not protect the Goel Adam, they did not function as an Ori Miklot until 14 years later when they separated the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Sheish Ori Miklot Tihiyena. There should be six, so you need all six functioning at the same time, and the three in Eva HaYarden were not koilet, did not function as an Ori Miklot until 14 years later, the end of Kibush V'chiluk. And the question all the Mepharshim ask is, why did the Torah do it that way, that the three in Eva HaYarden, of course, Exeris of Kosovo, why did the Torah do it that way, that the three in Eva HaYarden shouldn't function until the end of the Kibush V'chiluk, should we have all six at the same time? But why shouldn't we have protection for the Reutzchim during those 14 years, at least at Eva HaYarden? Why did we have to wait till the end of Kibush V'chiluk? The Meshech Chochmah gives two answers. The first answer of the Meshech Chochmah says that if someone would chas v'chalila kill b'shoigeg in Eretz Yisrael during those 14 years, he wouldn't have an Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but he knows that in Eva HaYarden there's three Ori Miklot. So he would run from Eretz Yisrael to Eva HaYarden, which we can discuss as Eretz Yisrael or not. At that time was it Eretz Yisrael, but it definitely wasn't, as Meshech Chochmah says, the same Kedush as Eretz Yisrael. Now, even if he killed B'shoigeg, he's a Ritzeach. But the Torah did not want people start running out of Eretz Yisrael to Eva HaYarden to find protection in Eva HaYarden. Rather, stay in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Torah didn't want the three in Eva HaYarden to function, so the Ritzeach wouldn't run out of Eretz Yisrael. It's a big chiddush. That's what the Meshech Chochmah. Second answer, the Meshech Chochmah says, if a person kills B'shoigeg, we know, the Pasuk says, he has to stay in Ori Miklot until the Kohen Gadol dies. When the Kohen Gadol dies, as Tosfos explains in Makkos, that's the end of his Kapora, and then he can go back home. The Pasuk in Masay says that Yoshua and Elazar, the Kohen Gadol, Elazar, which became the Kohen Gadol, before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua and Elazar, they will divide, take over and divide Eretz Yisrael. So that was a promise to Klal Yisrael that Elazar will stay alive for the entire 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk, dividing Eretz Yisrael. Now, if someone would kill b'shoigeh for the Meshech Chochma, and he has to run to Golos, and imagine he's going to run to the Orim Miklot during those 14 years. Now, normally a Retzeach runs, he can sit every day hoping, not nice to say, but the Kohen Gadol will at any time, you don't know when he will be Nifter. It could happen today, it could happen tomorrow, it could happen next week, he doesn't know. It could happen at any time, and he's always can sit with that emunah, with that hope, with that feeling of tikva that he can go out at any time. But during those 14 years, says the Meshech Chochma, if a person would have to go to Orim Miklot, he knows for the next 14 years, I'm stuck. For the next 14 years, I've got nothing to think about, no hope, no emunah that I'll be out at any time. And the Torah didn't want that a person should have to go to Orim Miklot. Of course, says the Meshech Chochma, which is more that we see how the Torah thinks about the oynish that a person needs, mitzad echot, he killed, he needs a oynish and a kafara to go to Orim Miklot. But on the other hand, the oynish doesn't want the person to be in a situation where he feels he's stuck and he's got no way out. It depends on when the Kohen Gadol dies, and it can happen at any time. But to send someone to Orim Miklot, and for the next 14 years he knows he's got nothing to hope about, nothing to rely on, at any time I'll go out, the Torah didn't want that. And therefore, during those 14 years, there were no Orim Miklot. Reutzach Meshoyu did not have to go to Orim Miklot. We find the Stipler says, in a similar way, the whole idea of Orim Miklot, he says, Mitzad Echot, we see it's an oynesh for the person. In Mitzad Sheni, the Torah worries a lot for his protection. The whole idea of Orim Miklot, Mitzad Echot, the Gemara says in Makkos that if someone kills, first of all, it's amazed and b'shoigeg, he will run to Orim Miklot, which the whole psukim say that the idea of Orim Miklot is to protect himself from the Goel Adom. So the Torah worries about his protection, as the Rambam says that the Goel Adom is so heated up that it will become impossible for him to hold himself back. But mainly the Torah gives the person, the Ritzeach b'shoigeg, a place of protection. The Gemara says we give the person two Talmidei Chachomim to walk with him, to protect him. And if the Goel Adom comes on the way, they will talk to him and they'll convince him to leave him. The Pasuk says that you should put signs up so that the Ritzeach B'Shoigeg knows straight where to run. So the Torah worries and puts in all different things to protect the person. Mitzad Echot. Mitzad Sheni, says the Stipler, the whole idea of Orim Miklot, there's a Goel Adom that can come and kill him. If he walks out of Orim Miklot, is a machlekes if it's a shus for the Goel Adom to kill him. Rabbi Yossi says it's even a mitzvah to kill him. He says the Stipler, we see that the Ribbono Shel Olam puts in two sides of the coin here. Mitzad Echot, it is a big oynish for the person. And it's scary. If he walks out, it could be even a mitzvah to kill him. But Mitzad Sheni, the Ribbono Shel Olam puts in everything to protect the person, to make sure that he can stay safe there. And the Gemara says that we have to make it comfortable for him. Not many people living there. We should bring more people living there. There should be a place where there's food and there's water. The Gemara Makkos discusses how we need to make sure that it's comfortable for the person there. So, by Mitzad Sheni, if he walks out, he can be killed. And the Stipler explains it. He says, we look at Yiras Shemayim, he says the same thing. He said, the real Yiras Shemayim should be, as he calls it, Yiras HaRoimamus. Yiras Ribbono Shel Olam, by just thinking how great and how powerful the Ribbono Shel Olam is. But he says that the taivas olam hazeh and our personal taivas can sometimes take our minds away, as Chazal say, Ein adam choy tal nichnas moy ruach shlus, and he can't think straight. And all that thinking of Yiras HaRoimamus, how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, can sometimes become too difficult. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam puts in the Yiras HaOynish, not because the Ribbono Shel Olam chas v'chalila wants Oynish. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want Oynish. But Oynish is just there to keep you, so to say, on track and get you back to that pure Yiras HaRoimamus. And that's how he explains the idea of Orim Miklot. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want the person to be killed by the Goel Adom. But it says he knows the person is stuck in Orim Miklot. And it'll sometimes be very difficult to him. He wants to go back home. He wants to go back with his family. He wants to go back to his community. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had to put in about all the comforts, getting him to the Orim Miklot, keeping him safe there. But sometimes it will come too difficult for him. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam put in that other chelek that if he goes out of the Orim Miklot, it's a reshus biyad kol adam, or even a mitzvah biyad kol adam, to kill him. Going back to the main question, why the three cities in Eva Yadin were not koilet until we separated the three in Eretz Yisrael? I saw the Sefer Be'er Yosef, he brings the Mishnah in Makis Daf Yud Aleph. As we mentioned before, that the Kohen Gadol, when he dies, the Reitzchim can go back home. So the Mishnah says, Lefichach, therefore, Imoyseihen shal Kehanim, the mothers of the Kehanim, Mesapkes lehen michyo ksus, they would bring them food and clothing, Kedesh lo yispalelu al b'neihem shiyomusu, they shouldn't daven that the children should die. And the Gemara asks, Ho matzlu maisi? If they would daven, they would die, it's a klol al chilom. The Gemara says, well, if they would daven, the Bnei Shalom would just listen to their tefillahs, and the Kohen Gadol would die if the Reitzchim Meshegig would daven. And the Gemara says, Omar Musaba, Bepirkud Rav Shmuel, I heard from Rav, famous Gemara, Shehoyu lehen levakesh rachmim al doiron, they should have davened with rachmanas on their generations, v'loi bikshu, and they didn't daven, they should have davened that no accidents, and no one should be killed Meshegig, in their generation. And if they didn't daven, if someone got killed b'sheigeg, it seems in this Gemara that that is a fault of the Kohen Gadol. He should have davened harder, he should have davened more, that nothing should happen. And if something did happen, that is the fault of the Kohen Gadol, ad kerekach, that if the Reitzchim b'sheigeg would daven that they should die, they would be ne'enash, and the Kohen Gadol would die because they didn't daven enough for their generation. Zokta Be'er Yosef, in the 14 years that Elozer Kohen Gadol was Meshamish as a Kohen Gadol, the 14 years they were Kibush V'chilik in Eretz Yisrael, says, think of Elozer Kohen, the son of Aharon HaKohen, he was the one that went up onto the mountain and Moshe Rabbeinu took off his clothing and put on his Yidei Kohona. He was made Kohen Gadol by Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, can you have the Hava Minna that Elozer Kohen Gadol would daven? Avada Elozer Kohen Gadol would daven in those 14 years with his koich of tefillah, he would definitely protect the whole generation and no killings b'shoigeg would happen in those 14 years. He says that's why we didn't need Ohr HaMiklat in those 14 years, because Elozer was the Kohen Gadol, he definitely davened as he's supposed to and his tefillahs definitely helped. Maybe we didn't need Ohr HaMiklat in those 14 years.
Well, how do you say he waited for that he wouldn't die? Who said he wouldn't die? Yeshua died before he was Mechalik Eretz Yisrael.
The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Masseh. The Pasuk says,
the last part in
the Yeshua. The Pasuk says, Elazar, the Russian of the Pasuk is, Yeshua and Elazar will be Chalk Eretz.
Yeah, but it didn't in the end.
When we didn't die until the end. Huh? And Elazar, when did Elazar Kohen Gadol die? Oh, but the Shaila is, so what were we saying? We're saying that Elozer Kohen Gadol definitely davened with proper rachmim, and therefore he protected the doyer in those 14 years, and we didn't need Doyer Miklot. But the Shaila is like this. The Gemara Makkos learns that from the Pasuk Asher Yonus Shomo, which was said when Klal Yisrael was still in the Midbar, he says, Melamed Shoy Yisrael Goylim B'Midbar L'machne Leviyo. In the Midbar, where was the Doyer Miklot? Machne Leviyo was the Doyer Miklot in the Midbar. Now, in the Midbar, who was the Kohen Gadol? Aharon HaKohen himself. And still, the Torah brings a drasha that there was an Ohr HaMiklat in the Midbar, Machne Leviya. Why did we need the Ohr HaMiklat in the Midbar? If Aharon HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol, he definitely davened on his generations that no killings b'shoigeg should happen. Why did we need the Ohr HaMiklat in the Midbar? So he brings a Zoya. I'll just repeat the Zoya as I saw. I don't understand every nekuda of it, but I'll just say over the Zoya. Zayat says that Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu to be mafrish, the three Ohr HaMiklat, as a tikkun for himself. As a tikkun and as a place of Ohr HaMiklat for himself. And the Zayat says, to protect himself from the Malach HaMoves, which was the Goyel Hadam of the Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri and had to run away. Who was the Goyel Hadam of that Mitzri? Says the Zayat, that was the Malach HaMoves that was trying to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rebbeinu Shlom told him, be mafrish, the Ashiyonos Shomei Dashas, which will, you will run away there, and the Zoya first says that over there means, I will give you the mitzvah of separating the three cities in Eiver HaYarden, and that will be a zchus and a miklot for you to protect yourself from the Malchamoves, again, which was the Goel Adom of the Mitzri that he killed. Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. Seems like he did a b'mezid. But says the Zohar that Moshe Rabbeinu, in another place he says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that that Mitzri was Kayin, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Kayin needs a kapora for killing Hevel, and that's why he killed him with the Shem HaMefoirash to see if the Rabbeinu Shalom is maskim that he is chai of that oinish. And Amele, that's not considered a mezid because it was done with the Shem HaMefoirash for the Rabbeinu Shalom, but it was, says the Zohar, considered a shoygig, and he needed a kapora. And that's why Rabbeinu Shalom told him to separate the three Orim Miklot as a mokim klita for himself from the Malachamoves. But another place, the Zohar takes it a little bit further. Not only the three cities which he separated in Eva HaYarden, Machne Leviyo, it says the Pasuk, V'samti l'chom mokim, I will give to you. And Rashi says, what does it mean, V'samti l'chom mokim l'onis, I will give to you. L'cho says Rashi, b'chayecho, in your life. So you could say, in your life means separating the three in Eva HaYarden, even if they were not koilet. But says the Zohar, no, l'cho could mean to you, b'chayecho, in your life, Machne Leviyo, in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu needed that ir miklot from the Malachamoves, and he separated Machne Leviyo b'chayecho in his life for himself as a protection for the Malachamoves. What comes out from all this? That about at a time where Aharon HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol in the Midbar, and when Elazar was the Kohen Gadol in the 14 years, about it we didn't need an ir miklot for other shoygim roitzchim, because there were no roitzchim. Because Aharon and Elazar davened, they were picture rachmim al doiram, they davened properly, and avada, there were no roitzchim shoygim, he says. Why we needed the machne leviyo, and why we needed the three orim miklot, was a protection for Moshe Rabbeinu himself. The Gemara in Makkos, Daf Yud Beis says, famous Gemara, Omer Reish Lakish, Gimel Toyos Osid Soroy Shel Edoim Litois. Rashi Blavay, when we're going to, when Shlomo is going to shecht the Malachamoves, Rashi says, Soroy Shel Edoim is the Malachamoves. And the Gemara says the Malachamoves is going to make three mistakes. He's going to run to Orim Miklot, but he's going to run to the city Botsra. And the Orim Miklot is Betzer. That's one mistake. Instead of running to Betzer, he's going to run to Botsra. Second mistake that the Malachamoves is going to make, he is a mezid, and the Irmi Klot is only koilet b'shoigig. And the third mistake is that Irmi Klot only protects a person, not a malach. But the shaila is like this. The mistake, the first mistake of running to Botsra instead of Betzer, we find that Reish Lakish himself that said, brings this Gemara. Reish Lakish himself once made this mistake. He came to Botsra and he saw people eating fruits without taking trumas and maestras. Until Rabbi Yochanan told him, you're making a mistake. This is Botsra, which is outside the border of Eretz Yisrael, and Betzer is in Eretz Yisrael. So you can understand the Malachamoves would make that mistake to going to Botsra instead of Betzer. But the Psukim in the Torah clearly say that Ir Miklot is only for Shoigig. Many drushes will learn out, Shoigig, Oim Mutan, Oines, Ganser Gemaras. How did Malachamoves make this mistake that he's going to protect him? He knows he's amazed. And the third Torah of protecting a Malach, not a person, how come he makes those mistakes? According to what we said before, because the Pshat is like this, based on the Yosef, he says like this. As we said, the three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu was mafresh was a protection for himself from the Malachamoves, which was the Goel Adom for killing the Mitzri. Now the Tsar of Edom saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, which according to him was a mezid, the Zohar says he was a shoygig because he did it b'shem ha-mefoirash, and he had a machshava to be mesaken kain from Hevel, but Chazal say the malachim don't know the thoughts of people, they can only see what a person did. They saw the Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri b'mezid, And still, Machna Levio protected him. So he thought, maybe things are different, and he can protect a Mezid as well, just like he protected Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a Mezid. But the shaila is, what's with the next Torahs? How did he make the next mistake of protecting a Malach, and not only a person? She said like this, we find in the Torah, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was leading Klal Yisrael through the Midbar, and they asked Edom to go past his city. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to the king of Edom like this, V'nitzak el Hashem, v'yishma keleinu, we don't Hashem, and he listened to us, v'yishlach malach, v'yotzi'enu me Mitzrayim. He sent a malach, and took us out of Mitzrayim. Rashi says, who's this malach? Rashi says, malach ze Moshe. This malach is Moshe. Sh'anevi'im keruyim malachim. Because Nevi'im are called malachim. Now the Tsar of Edom, they're trying to go through Edom. And the Tsar of Edom, which is the Malach HaMoves, is standing there and he's hearing all this. And here's Moshe Rabbeinu saying, they sent a Malach. And sent a Malach and took us out of Mitzrayim. This Malach is who? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ah, so he made a cheshbon like this. If the Malach, Moshe Rabbeinu, can be protected by the Orim Miklot, by Machne Levia, and this Malach was a Retzeach B'mezid, what's the pshat? He says like this. When the Torah says that Orim Miklot is a protection for a shoygig, that's for a person, that's for an Adam, that's for a human being. But for a Malach, it can protect even a Mezid. And Israel was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Retzeach B'mezid. Moshe Rabbeinu was called a Malach, and Machne Levia protected Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore he made a cheshbon for himself that the Orim Miklot can protect him, the Malach HaMoves, which is a Malach, even though he's amazed. That's interesting to pshat.
Sorry, we've got psukim that Moshe went out from the Machne. In which
I don't understand Evinu could have the Zoya. I don't know what happened when he went out, when he went to Midian. I'm just saying, that's the Zoya. That is a question. Yeah. There's the Mishnah and Makkos. So yesterday we spoke about Edom Zoyamin. So we'll try and finish off a bit of Edom Zoyamin with Golas. The Mishnah Makkos, the first Mishnah Makkos says that if two Edom come and say Edos, that a person killed B'shoigig, and then we find out that the Edom was Zoyamin. Now normally the halacha is, Vasisim loikash zaman, we give the Oynesh to the Edom Zoyamin the same as they wanted to give to the Nidin. But the Mishnah says, Ein Oymim Yigilas Etachta, we don't say that this set of Edom go to Golas, and Eloi Kalboim, they get Malkus instead. The Gemara Daf, based on the base, brings a drosha. It says in the Pasuk, Hu Yonos El Achas Ehorem, he should run to one of the cities, and with Ashen, Hu Veloi Zoymimim. Only Yeretzef Meshagig himself will go to Orem Miklat, that not the Edom Zoymimim. And the Shaila I had many times, why should I think that an Eid Zoymim, a set of Eid Zoymim, should run to Ir Miklot? As we said, the whole idea of Ir Miklot is to protect himself from the Goel Adon. Now, what's the story? Here we have a set of Eidim. Come and say this, that Reuven killed B'shoigig. That Havamina is that a set of Eidim should go to Ir Miklot instead of Reuven. But there's no Goel Adon trying to kill the Eidim Zoymim. They're just Eidim Zoymim. They made up a story that Reuven is chayv to go to Golas to kill B'shoigig. We're going to say that Oynish we're going to put on to the Eidim Zoymim and they should go to Golas. Why should they go to Golas? There's no Goel Adon. From the Pashtus of Psukim, we see that the whole idea of Eidim of Ir Miklot is to protect himself from the Goel Adon. But there's no Goel Adon here. There's no one trying to kill the Eidim Zoymim. We're just taking the Oynish that they wanted to put on Reuven and putting it on to the Eidim Zoymim. Now, Emes says there's a famous Shaila. What the idea of Ir Miklot is. So the Pashas of Psukim, as we said, is to protect himself from the Goel Adon. The Sefer Achinuch, he always brings the Halochas, and then he brings the Tama Mitzvah. He brings two Nekudas. He brings it as a protection from the Goel Adon, and he says it's a Kapora for the Retzeach B'shoigig. If we will say that it's a Kapora, we'll see there's many rites, I'll just mention a few. If we will say that it's a Kapora for the Retzeach B'shoigig, you can say that besides for the protection of a Goel Adon, there'll be many Nafkiminis. If you know the Goel Adon is your best friend, then he won't come and kill you. or is the ganze shaila if the Goel Adom is your father? You know that your father wouldn't kill. Do you have a chiyuv to go to Irim Yeklat in such a situation? You know the Goel Adom is not going to kill you or not. But if you say that the idea of Irim Yeklat is not only a protection, it's also as a kapora for the Retzeach, we can say that that chiyuv of Irim Yeklat has gone on to the Eden Zayumin. There's a raya from the Mishnah in Makkos, Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says if someone kills B'shoigig in Irim Yeklat, the Mishnah says, Goyle mishchuna l'shchuna. He has to go from one Irim Yeklat to go to another area in the Irim Yeklat. Or what happens if a Ben Levi, which is living in Machne Levia, which is also Irim Yeklat, says Goyle me'ir le'ir. He has to go from one city to another city. L'chor, if it's just a protection from the Goel Adom, he can stay where he is. The Goel Adom can't kill him here. He's arrived that besides for protecting himself from the Goel Adom, it's also a kapora for the person, therefore he should move to a different place as a kapora. There's a famous Gemara, Rashi brings down a Parshas Mishpatim, where there were two people, one person killed B'mezit, and one person killed B'shegik. And there were no Eidim for either of them. And Rashi says, Mazdamlam the Punda Kecha, the Vishnu will bring them two together. The one that killed B'mezit will sit under the ladder, the one that killed B'shegik will go up, and it'll fall on him, and there will be Eidim. The one that killed B'mezit got killed, and the one that killed B'shegik will now have to go to Irim Yeklat. The Masha in Makkos asks, the whole chiyuv of going to Irim Yeklat is to protect himself from the Goel Adam. Now, in the first time he killed B'shoigig where there were no Eidim, he was not mechuyev to go to Irim Yeklat. So why? There was no Goel Adam. There was no Eidim. If there was no Goel Adam, and he doesn't need to protect himself from the Goel Adam, why does the Bein Shalom need to cause for him to go up the ladder, come together and go up, and there'll be Eidim, and he'll end up in Irim Yeklat? If there was no Eidim the first time, the Goel Adam has no right to kill him. Why should he have to? Why does the Bein Shalom need to cause that he should go to Irim Yeklat? Now the Masha answers that could be talking in a case where he was Moida himself that he killed, or it became known. And he says the halacha is that the Goel Adam, if he comes out to Irim Yeklat, the Goel Adam will have the right to kill him. Beis Din have no chiyuv to make sure to send him to Irim Yeklat. He's not mechuyev to go, but the Goel Adam will be potter if he kills him. Of course, there will be no reshus and mitzvah, but halacha will be the Goel Adam will be potter if he kills him. The Meida says, the Masha, the Rebbeinu Shleim will cause this to happen, that he'll be mechuyev to go to Irim Yeklat in order to protect himself. But what we see from the Masha, he definitely knows that the whole idea of Irim Yeklat was only to protect himself from the Goel Adam. But the Ochaneh asks on the Masha, what we said the other tzad is, the Malchaneh asks, of course, besides for going to Irim Yeklat to protect himself, the person has a chiyuv kapora to go to Irim Yeklat. So rather there were no Eidim, he doesn't have to protect himself from the Goel Adom the first time he killed, but as a kapora he should have to go. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shleim will cause them to come together and kill the Shoigig. Shkoyach.